Good afternoon. This is Bill Young and John O'Rourke, and welcome to Catholic Conscience 2.0. It is Sunday, August 22nd, and I'm going to be going in a minute to help out John. But before I say that yesterday we raised almost $50,000 in the Miami Dolphin Foundation. And half goes to the winner, but the most important part, the other half goes to helping the victims in Haiti. And so I'm going to be trying to, on my podcast, put the link to that so those who want to buy the 50-50 raffle could do that directly from our podcast to help out the victims in Haiti. And so let's go to... get John in our Zoom conference. And remember, if you want to link up with our Zoom, just email me at wryoung12@yahoo.com and I'll give you the link. And let's see. Okay, great. And so hopefully John will be on soon. There's John O'Rourke right now. And hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How you feeling today?
All right.
Yeah? Great, yeah. Great. Wait, let me... I saw my wife driving in her car, so let me close the door so I won't disturb them. And I was telling everybody... yesterday, until we had technical difficulties with our, internet there at the stadium, we raised almost $50,000. So half of that is going to help the victims in Haiti.
From awesome.
Earthquake victims, is over 2,000 died so far, I believe, and 10,000 almost got injured, and many, many, properties were damaged. And they still weren't getting over the last earthquake and hurricane. So it's a very poor and troubled land. So anything that we could do to help, I hope we could do that. So let me just close that door and then we can get started. By the way, do you want to do the prayer, the opening prayer for the souls in purgatory for Sunday? Thank you.
I can do that. My patron, in the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Indulgent prayers of every day of the week for the souls in purgatory. For Sunday, our Lord God Almighty, I ask you by the precious blood which your divine Son Jesus shed in the garden, deliver the souls in purgatory, and especially that soul among them all, which is most destitute of spiritual aid, and deemed to bring it to your glory. They are praised and bless you. Forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, John. That was beautiful. The opening prayer. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life, God's source for souls and the ocean of mercy open up for the whole world. O Font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, invoke the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us, I trust in you. We now pray that our Father, Hail Mary, you do Psalms 130, and then the Apostles' Creed. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So we'll go to Psalm 130. Be profundus for the faith of the departed, or prayer for pardon and mercy. Out of the depths I called you, O Lord. Lord, hear my cry. May your ear be attentive to my cry for mercy. if you Lord can keep count of sins, Lord, we can stand. But with you there is forgiveness, and so you are revealed. I wait for the Lord, and my soul waits, and I hope for his word. My soul looks for the Lord more than the sentinels for daybreak. More than the sentinels for daybreak, let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy. With him is plenteous redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all its sins.
Amen. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven to see the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he comes to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of body and life, everlasting. Amen.
Amen. And now, as always, we alternate. There was the Hail Mary beads. You do the first half, and then I do the second half, and then we just rotate from there. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
And atone for our sins, notice of the whole world.
Yep, first John.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal, for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Come for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atone for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Atone for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us, on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us, on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity, dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world, for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world. Repeat after me 3 times. Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God.
Holy God.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Mighty One.
Holy Immortal One.
Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Closing prayer. Eternal God, whose mercy is endless and the treasure of compassion is inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And what day are we up to in the arena? Divine mercy.
6.
Day 6 already?
5 or 6, yeah.
Well, let's see what was 5. No, we did the one separated by the church, so got to be 6.
Next one, yep.
And that's great, because that's a great one, because that's today, Jesus says, bring me the meek and humble souls and the souls of the little children. So he wants him to be humble like him. And so that's a big thing for all of us who tendency want to think about ourselves. But being humble is thinking of others before you think about yourself. In every way. And then immerse them in my mercy. These souls most closely resemble my heart. They strengthened me during my bitter agony. I saw them as earthly angels who will keep vigil at my altars. I pour out upon them the whole torrent of graces. Only the humble soul is capable of receiving my grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself had said, learn from me. I am meek and humble of heart. Receive into my most compassionate heart all the meek and humble souls and the souls of the little children. These souls send all heaven into ecstasy. They are the Heavenly Father's favorites. They are sweet-smelling banquet before the throne of God. God himself takes delight in their fragrance. These souls have a permanent abode in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. They unceasingly sing out the hymn of love and mercy. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the meek souls, upon the humble souls, and upon the little children who unfolded in the abode which is the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls bear the most closest resemblance to your Son. Their fragrance raises from earth and reaches the very throne of the Father of mercy and all his goodness. I beg of you, by the love that you bear for these souls, by the delight you take in them, bless the whole world. Take all the souls together that may sing out the praise of your mercy for endless ages. Amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to do the litany of divine mercy. And it's the words of Jesus Christ gave directly to St. Faustina. And our response is going to be, I trust in you. And John, like always, would you like to lead us, please?
Practicing all morning.
Oh, great. Thank you, Johnny.
Divine mercy, gushing forth from the bosom of the Father.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the greatest attribute of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, incomprehensible mystery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, fountain gushing forth from the mystery of the most blessed Trinity.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed by any intellect, human or angelic.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, from which wells forth all life and happiness.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, better than the heavens.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, source of miracles and of wonders.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, encompassing the whole universe.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, descending the earth in the person of the incarnate word.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, which flowed out from the open womb in the heart of Jesus.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, enclosed in the heart of Jesus for us, especially for sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in the institution of the sacred host.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the founding of the Holy Church.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in the sacrament of holy baptism.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in our justification through Jesus Christ.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, accompanying us through our whole life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing us, especially at the hour of death.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, endowing us with immortal life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, accompanying us every moment of our life.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, shielding us from the fire of hell.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the conversion of hardened sinners.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, astonishment for angels, incomprehensible to saints.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, unfathomed in all the mysteries of God.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, lifting us out of every misery.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the source of our happiness and of our joy.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, calling us forth from nothingness to existence.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, embracing all the works of his hands.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the crown of all God's handiwork.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, in which we're all immersed.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, sweet relief from anguished hearts.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, the only hope of spring souls.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, repose of hearts. Peace amidst fear.
I trust in you.
Divine mercy, delight and ecstasy of holy souls.
I trust in you.
And divine mercy, inspiring hope against all hope.
I trust in you. And we'd like to end this portion with the Fatima prayer called the Sacrificial Prayer. And it states here, when enduring sufferings, making sacrifices and offering up mortifications. So not only when we're suffering, but when we offer up mortifications. And when we're offering up things, when like we give to charity, help, say, those in need. And right now, those in Haiti, probably the hardest hit. I mean, this is not the first time. They have hurricanes, currently an earthquake, and thousands of people die, many more injured. Tens of thousands injured and property damaged and destroyed. So, you know, put them in your prayers. And this little prayer is called the Sacrificial Prayer. Oh, Jesus, this is for the love of you, for the conversion of the poor sinners and the reparations for offenses committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Our Lady of Fatima, July 13th, 1999. 19 and 17 that she gave this beautiful prayer to the little children of Fatima. And that was almost, well, it was past 104 years ago. And Johnny, I know at the end, you always have a special prayer for us for the day of the week. So today is Sunday. What kind of prayer do you have today for us?
Not disappointed. Today is Sunday.
Yes.
The devotions for Sunday are to the Holy Trinity.
Oh, that's beautiful. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, John.
After extensive research by the research department, we've come up with a prayer to the Holy Trinity.
Whatever our budget allows, which is pretty much nothing. But anyway.
We have an extensive research team here.
And you're in charge of the whole team, John. The whole team.
Oh, no, I'm not in charge of that. So, this is a prayer to the Holy Trinity. Glory be to the Father, who by his almighty power and love created me, making me in the image and likeness of God. Glory be to the Son, who by his precious love delivered me from hell and opened up the gates of heaven. Glory be to the Holy Spirit, who has sanctified me in the sacrament of baptism and continues to sanctify me by the graces I receive daily from his bounty. Glory be to the three adorable persons of the Holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. That's such a beautiful prayer, Johnny. What's the name of that prayer again?
Prayer to the Holy Trinity.
The prayer to the Holy Trinity is a beautiful, beautiful prayer. And I love it. And thank you for praying that prayer with us. And so, you know, anybody who please share this podcast so then they could hear these beautiful prayers that Johnny's done. And the Chapel of Divine Mercy, and the Meeting of Divine Mercy, and the Litany of Divine Mercy that we pray. 3 o'clock hour, which is very important, the time that our Lord gave up his life. So please share this. And as I stated, always, you could email me for any kind of request. And also, if you're interested in the code to how to get onto the Zoom, you could also just by giving a little email at wryoung@yahoo.com. And I'll post that on a podcast also, so you could just give us a quick, yeah, I want to be part of the Zoom, and I'll just give you the code. Unfortunately, I was giving out free before, and we had a situation where people just want to, you know, I guess they say heckle us, but they're pretty bad, though. So we can't have interruptions to the show, but I definitely want to hear comments from people. So God bless you all. And please, again, share the show. And thanks again, Johnny. You have any final comments?
It's a Sunday. It's a beautiful day. It's God's day. Pray rosaries every day.
Thank you. I hope to make this 6 o'clock mass today at St. Gregory's the Great in Plantation, Florida. I work past 11 o'clock last night, so I'm going to get home past, you know, about 12 o'clock. So my morning didn't start too early today. It was more like the afternoon. But anyway, so God bless you all. And I'll be talking to you guys hopefully tomorrow at 3 o'clock, everyone, for the Chapel of Divine Mercy. And let's complete this show and have a good evening and a blessed Sunday.